Shalom Aleichem. Welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to our Shmiras HaLashon project, part 16 of 120, with the theme, to think before we speak. We begin the Asin, the mitzvahs asay, the positive commandments, which the Chafetz Chaim lists related to Shmiras HaLashon, to guarding and attaining proper speech. And we anticipate additional affinity to this section because the mitzvahs asay, the positive commandments, are describing what should be and what level we should be able to attain in a positive sense. The Chafetz Chaim writes that besides the lavim, which were listed previously, the various prohibitions, there are numerous mitzvahs asay, of which we will discuss two in this session. The first one is, Zochar es asher oso Hashem Elokecha leMiriam. Remember that which Hashem did to Miriam, the brother of Moshe, when she spoke Lashon Hara against her brother Moshe, she got tzara'as. Sheziranu haTorah bozeh, the Torah is telling us, shenizkor bepeh tamid, that we are supposed to mention verbally a positive mitzvah, which many Jews observe by actually reciting these words, zachar, to remember that which Miriam was punished for speaking Lashon Hara against Moshe, even though she loved him deeply, mentored him, cared for him, saved him when he was in the water in the early days in Mitzrayim, and she only spoke negatively about him in good faith, speaking to Aaron, her brother, who would be discreet. And her grand offense was shehishvisa osol l'shaar neviim, that in her mind she was comparing Moshe to other neviim and couldn't understand why he separated from his wife. And as we'll see later, the Chafetz Chaim explains that her offense was primarily that she lacked the level of dan lekaf sechus that should have been awarded a person as great as Moshe, a tzaddik gomor, a complete tzaddik. Even if things seem very odd, we're obligated to dan lekaf sechus, and as we explained in many sessions, because as unreasonable as the interpretation is, it's probably correct given the context and knowing the type of person that we're talking about. She spoke Lashon Hara thinking it was constructive, and nevertheless she was punished, even though it was private, and it seems that Moshe was not makbid, he did not take offense. Kal vachomer, certainly, to other people who are mabrim ledaber gedolos v'neflos, they say wondrous things about people. Certainly they will be punished, and they're way off base of remembering what Hashem did to Miriam. Now, this mitzvah saseh is a fascinating one. It's not requiring major self-control, but as many mitzvahs of the Torah do, it sets the stage for success. If a person simply remembers what Hashem did to Miriam, pay attention to the lessons, remember this, verbally express it, analyze it, appreciate it, then even though this mitzvah itself does not take major self-control, you can do it in 30 seconds a day, but it sets the stage and develops the confidence and the commitment for us to observe properly. Particularly, to keep in mind, that even if we have good intent, and even if the person is essentially a good person, we're good people, And even if we think we have a family license, I'm talking about my brother, all of that is still prohibited if it's Lashon Hara, or if it's even lacking in a proper Dan Lekaf S'chus. It has to always be done, if it is done, with an aura of L'Toeles, extremely constructive, and taking Dan Lekaf S'chus into account. The Chafetz Chaim continues and says, "Va'over ayedei asipur hazeh, a person who speaks against his fellow also is in violation of the mitzvah saseh, yahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your neighbor, love your fellow as yourself." Because we know that a person is very careful about his own honor, and if he hears people speaking about him, he hopes that other people won't believe what's being said, because he does care about the impression that people have of him. And likewise, just as a person wants people to cover up for him, even though we all have shortcomings, and we would like the shortcomings to be ignored, and we'd like only our positive qualities to be noted, Tzorech ha'odam l'chapos ha'gunus chaveiro, likewise, a person should be acting like that to cover over the shortcomings of one's fellow, and instead to focus on the positive. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.